The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Well, the festive season has well and truly kicked into gear, and work Christmas parties are taking place up and down the country over the next couple of weeks. I think this weekend is particularly busy with them. We're going to give you some tips now on what to do and indeed not to do ahead of the annual night out. Now, I'm joined in studio by Peter Cosgrave, a director of CPL Resources, and on the line is Melanie Finn, entertainment editor with Independent News and Media. Peter, I'm going to start with you. We have our Communicore Christmas party on Friday night.
Yeah.
So for me and everyone else here today and everyone listening at home, give us some of the big no-nos.
Well, look, I think the obvious ones, unfortunately, are the ones people probably ignore the most. But obviously, the first one is probably you don't want to be the person the next morning everyone's talking about, and that generally revolves around drinking too much. Mm. So link that with food. Even if there's food at your party, start with a full stomach, because the food always comes later than you think. You always drink faster than you think. So the first thing is drink. After that, some of the other no-nos are just be careful of the dress code. People often get that wrong.
Okay.
In today's world of social media, often people post a lot of pictures, especially when they've had a few drinks, and sometimes they're not as appropriate as they thought they might be at the time. So maybe think about, take the pictures, but maybe think the next morning about posting them. And I suppose some of the other ones which are interesting is a lot of people complain about the Christmas party, but the reality is, if you're not, you know, someone who's looking to organise it or actually get involved in the organising, it's very unfair to be criticising people, because it's really difficult. Everybody in an organisation is very different. To get a Christmas party that everybody likes is almost impossible. But if you think you can do a better job, put your hand up and you might be regretting it a year later.
But maybe don't tell the boss on the night in question. I think this is one of the big problems. People often maybe get a little bit of Dutch courage. There might have been something that they wanted to tell somebody, and they decide the night of the Christmas party is the night to do it.
Yeah, so there's two things. One, no boss is there to get this unwanted feedback, mm-hmm. which often comes. So please don't, because it rarely comes out the right way. But secondly, interestingly, be careful if your boss starts asking you lots of information, because you're loose-tongued and getting a lot of information out of you, and that can happen as well. The other thing is, also, we all have people we're very friendly with at offices, but maybe people who just grind their gears a little bit. So I would say stay away from them as much as possible at a party, because it is quite a charged atmosphere, and after you've had a few drinks and they've had a few drinks, that can actually lead to some problems. So be careful of that.
Let me jump to Melanie Finn. She's on the line. Melanie, Christmas parties, are you an enjoyer of such things?
I adore Christmas parties. I absolutely love them. Ironically, it's the Indo Christmas party tonight, and I'm going to take all of Peter's tips on board.
Good.
But I think they're a great idea. They create a real sense of camaraderie among the office. Irish workers have been through some massive hardships in the last couple of years, with years where some companies completely cancelled them because they didn't have the budget. But like you said, you have to have your wits about you. The stakes are very high at office Christmas parties. If you decide to indulge in the free bar and try and throw the lips on Dave from marketing, there's going to be consequences on Monday morning. The stakes are high. It's not like going out for an anonymous night out and making a fool of yourself in front of strangers. These are people you see Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, sometimes more than your immediate family. So it is essentially like a workplace environment, no matter how much you want to think it's not. You're not going to be invisible at 2 a.m. when you're doing the Macarena on the dance floor with Dave from Accounts, like I said.
Absolutely. Melanie, it's one of those things, like you might not do something really outrageous, but if you work for a biggish company, sometimes the Christmas party might be an opportunity even just to talk to people that you don't come across in your day-to-day work. So even if you're not going to like lob the gob on someone or do something awful, like it is kind of, I suppose, an opportunity maybe to make a good impression on somebody.
100%. It's a really informal environment, and it's a good chance to kind of get to know people that you may have kind of smiled at casually in the lift, or you know in passing, you don't actually know them. I used to organise the Indo Reporters Christmas party for years, and it was never anything but fun. But then again, you know, we've all heard the horror stories of ex who had to be put in a cab home with the 20 in the pocket, telling the taxi driver the address, or two people who hooked up who shouldn't have hooked up. So I think you just have to take it for face value. And me personally, I always like to arrive early and leave early before things get too messy. Now, whether that actually happens is a different thing completely. And also a buddy system. It sounds kind of nerdy, but your good friend from work, just make an agreement that you're going to look out for each other. You know, If you're starting to get a little leery, maybe
someone that will rein you in.
Exactly. Or, you know, if needs be, you know, here's a taxi. Time to head home.
Time to go home. Peter, I'll come back to you. What kind of responsibilities do employers have when they're putting on an event like this?
Look, and this is a real challenge. The first thing is never cancel the Christmas party. Even as Melanie was saying, in the recession, people did it. Even though a lot of employees don't like the Christmas party, they will like it a lot less if you cancel it. It's almost like we've a right to complain about it. We definitely need to have it. So never, ever cancel it. It doesn't mean you have to put on everything, but never cancel it. But they do have a few. I would say probably don't give hard liquor. So if people want to buy it themselves, beer and wine. I would also say, as a boss, some of the things are leave early. You shouldn't be there for the night. But the biggest concern is, and what I've said to a lot of organisations is, you know, it's sometimes good if you have something in a restaurant to almost at the end of the night of the restaurant, where you've maybe had a meal and sat down and said, look, now the kind of work bit is over and now you can go off and enjoy yourself, because actually you're kind of liable if they're still in the same place and you've gone home, you're still liable. And you know, there is a lot, if you go on the internet, there's a lot of problems of what's happened at Christmas parties. So it is nice if you can almost contain it. It's not always easy to do and say that's kind of the end of the official Christmas party, now go off to a separate bar. And then, you know, there's been cases around this where the company isn't liable because they've gone somewhere else, whereas if it happens on the premises, even if you're not there, because it was the auspices of a night out, you can be in real trouble.
Melanie, you've been going to independent Christmas parties for years now. Any mad stories that you can share with us?
Do you know, rule number one of journalism?
What goes on tour?
Exactly. And rule number two, never be the subject of the story.
Well, good advice, and enjoy your Christmas party tonight and you behave. I know you will. So Melanie Finn, entertainment editor with Independent News and Media, and Peter Cosgrave, director of CPL Resources.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.